Hi, I'm Dr. Harold Burstein, an associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and a breast cancer specialist at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And I'm reporting to you live from the first day of the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium in December 2016. One of the highlights of the initial session this morning was a series of papers on the role of extended endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting for ER-positive breast cancer, and in particular, whether or not longer durations of aromatase inhibitor treatment would be clinically beneficial. Just to remind you, ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer is the most common type of all breast cancers, accounting for nearly two-thirds of all breast cancers around the world. And the single most important treatment we have for preventing recurrence in these women, aside from surgery and radiation, is the use of adjuvant endocrine therapy. Historically, we've recommended about 5 years of anti-estrogen treatment with either tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor. And recent studies presented to both at this meeting and at the ASCO meeting in June 2016 have asked the question, would longer durations of an aromatase inhibitor beyond that historic five-year benchmark, would that be clinically valuable for patients? So these trials all built on a report coming out of ASCO where they looked at the so-called MA17R trial. That was a study for women who'd had 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor and then were randomized to ongoing treatment with either nothing or an additional 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. And that study, which was a plenary paper at ASCO, showed a small but measurable benefit for the longer duration of the aromatase inhibitor therapy. The interesting thing about that study is that almost all the women on that trial had had 5 years of tamoxifen, then 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, and then were randomized. So really, it was a question of whether you got 15 years versus 10 years of therapy. Most of us think 10 years is going to be about the upper limit of what we're going to actually offer to patients. We also know from some previous studies, such as MA17 or NSABP-B33, or ABCSG6, that in women who'd had 5 years of tamoxifen, lengthening their treatment with the use of an aromatase inhibitor after tamoxifen was also clinically valuable, and that too justified longer durations of therapy. So the question has been, though, given that most women these days see an aromatase inhibitor in the first 5 years of after their diagnosis, would longer durations of an aromatase inhibitor in years 5 through 10, after a substantial course of an AI, would that be clinically valuable? And if so, by how much and what would the downsides of treatment be? So there were three trials that specifically looked at this. The largest of them was NSABP-B42. It took women who'd had 5 years of adjuvant endocrine therapy. You could have had either 5 years of an AI or 2 to 3 years of a tamoxifen and then 2 to 3 years of an AI, and took those women and randomized them to ongoing letrozole or not. And what that study showed was about a 3% reduction, maybe 4% reduction in the risk of breast cancer events over the next 5 years, which was bordering on statistically significant. There was both a reduction in metastatic events, about a 1% to 2% reduction, and a reduction in contralateral or second breast cancers. Now, there were also more side effects with the ongoing therapy. There was a slightly greater rate of fracture, though it was only about a 1% difference, perhaps because about a third of the women in this trial actually received a bisphosphonate to help protect their bones. Then there were two other trials that looked at very similar questions and, again, included women who'd had aromatase inhibitor exposure, perhaps after tamoxifen, and in one instance, maybe even not just had the tamoxifen alone. These were the so-called DATA trial and the so-called IDEAL trial, and these were both actually from groups in the Netherlands. What both of these groups showed was a numerical advantage favoring a lower risk of events in the group of women who got longer durations of the aromatase inhibitors, but in neither study were those differences statistically significant. Well, where does that leave us when talking to our patients and thinking about what the optimal duration of therapy should be? The first thing to say is that at least 5 years is the standard recommendation. And for most postmenopausal women, sometime in those first 5 years, they should consider an aromatase inhibitor, if not getting that from the very beginning. For those women who have reasonably high-risk cancers defined by stage 2 or 3, that means nodal involvement or bigger cancers, it probably is going to be clinically valuable to make them think about treatment beyond year 5 with an aromatase inhibitor out towards year 10. That probably does achieve some numerical advantage. And of course, the riskier the cancer would be at baseline because of the size of the tumor or the extent of nodal involvement, the more benefit there would be from the use of the longer period of aromatase inhibitor treatment. This also seems to be particularly the case in women who've had tamoxifen as opposed to just straight-out therapy with the AI. There's that switchover seems to achieve something that perhaps longer durations of just monotherapy with the AI may not be able to contribute. For women who've had bilateral mastectomy, they're not at risk for a second breast cancer, and so their numerical advantage of longer duration gets lower because clearly a lot of the benefits seen in the biggest studies, that would be MA17R and NSABP-B42, a lot of that benefit was in terms of secondary prevention. And the final key point is that patients are often very good at telling you whether they think they want to continue on treatment. These drugs do carry side effects. We're all familiar with the arthralgia syndrome, some of the genitourinary symptoms that go with AI therapy, the risk of osteoporosis. And for patients who have had a lot of side effects or don't want to be taking those medications, it's also fair to say that these data show a very modest improvement in long-term outcomes, and well-informed women could quite reasonably choose not to pursue longer durations of therapy if they were not tolerating these products quite well. So important set of papers on the duration of adjuvant endocrine therapy with aromatase inhibitors. Probably for higher risk cases, we are now pushing that boundary towards 10 years. For lower risk cases, 5 years is probably a pretty adequate treatment. I'm Hal Burstein reporting to you from the 2016 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Thank you very much.